This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan during the Taraweeh Salah, illuminated, where we are taking a look at the different ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the concept of nur and light within the Quran. So today we're going to be talking about Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 174. This is at the end of Surah An-Nisa. And at this particular point, towards the end and the conclusion of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches on the topic of disbelief and hypocrisy. Those who disbelieve in Allah, those who disbelieve in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who do not accept iman and faith in the Quran, and even those who, while acting and feigning as believers, they nonetheless are ultimately not fully accepting of what they claim to believe, and thereby being hypocrites. So in light of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the conclusion of Surah An-Nisa, he says, Ya ayyuhan nas. So that's why here Allah is addressing all people, all of humanity, which basically, if we were to kind of expand that, Allah is here addressing the believers and the disbelievers, everyone. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity. Qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum. There indeed came to you a clear, conclusive proof, an argument from your Lord. Burhan, barhana yubarhinu, right? Burhan in the Arabic language, it means something that completely closes the case. An overwhelming, dominant, absolute, conclusive argument and proof. Something that ends the discussion is called burhan. It's a very powerful word. And what's fascinating is that the scholars of the Quran, particularly those scholars of the Quran who are at the level of, you know, who study the philosophy of the Quran, the scholars of ulumul Quran, the scholars of usul al-tafsir, people like Shah Waliullah Muhaddith al-Dihlawi rahmullah, the author of Al-Fawz al-Kabir fi usul al-tafsir, scholars of that caliber actually comment, and what they say is burhan. When the Quran says burhan, that means the Quran plus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran and the Sunnah combined equals burhan. Because when you have the truth of the Quran, the absolute truth of the Quran, but someone could say, not that we're making this argument, but someone could sense, could feel that it's a bit theoretical. They don't fully understand how to apply it. But then when you have that absolute truth of the Quran and you combine it, with the very practical, the very real, the very beautiful, the very tangible example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you combine those two things together, that creates an argument that is completely that creates an argument that cannot be overcome, that cannot be refuted. It creates an irrefutable, undeniable argument. And that is what is called burhan. So Allah is saying, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Your Lord sent you something that is undeniable, that is irrefutable, that is absolute. the Quran and the application of the Quran, the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sunnah. But then Allah goes further. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ. But then Allah highlights specifically that He revealed to you. What did He reveal to you? نُورًا مُبِينًا. Nur. And this is the first place in the Quran where we are taking a look at this, where Allah, one of the names of the Quran. You know how we're familiar with the fact that there are many names of Allah? Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah. But something that a lot of times we don't realize is the Quran also has many names. And just like Allah has many attributes, the Quran has many attributes. In fact, there are entire works, classical works that the scholars compiled, that they wrote, discussing the names and the attributes and the adjectives and the descriptions of the Quran itself. That the Quran is called Al-Kitab. What does that mean? The Quran is called Hudan. What does that mean? The Quran is called Dhikra and Tathkira and Dhikr all together. The Quran is called Bayyina. The Quran is called Furqan. Right? So all of these are very fascinating when you unpack them. And one of the names of the Quran is Nur, light. And this is something very interesting because yesterday, or the day before, in the very first session, we talked about the concept of there can be light outside of you, but if you don't have light internally inside of you, you can't see. Right? And that's why Allah uses the analogy of light and seeing, because the same thing applies. You have to have the ability to see. Your eyes have to be functioning. And then there needs to be light outside of you. And the combination of those two things allow you to see. So similarly, in order to believe, see with your heart. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا. To see with your heart. To be able to believe, you need internal light and external light. The first session I talked about, well, what if there's external light but you don't have light internally? Then you won't be able to see anything. Like in that example that Allah gives, where the person lights a fire but still can't see. But the other way around, the opposite scenario is also a problem. If you have some light inside of you, your eyes are functioning just fine, but there's no light. There's no light coming in from outside. There's no light inside. You're completely in the dark. You will not be able to see where you're going. You need light that is outside of you as well. And what is that light? That is the Quran. That is guidance. That's why the scholars have elaborated on this. That our faith and our iman, our belief, our salvation is a result of two things existing at the same time. There is an internal inherent nature, a decency, a willingness to accept the Creator that is intuitively there, fitratullahi lati fatara an-nas 'alayha. It's called the fitra, it's your inherent nature. That has to be intact. But that's not enough. Then there needs to come guidance from above. There needs to come the guidance from Allah. When both of those things align, then that is how human beings attain salvation. That's the quote-unquote recipe and the formula for success. And that's why Allah is saying, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ. This Qur'an that we sent you, what is this Qur'an? Nuran. It is a light. Not just that, but then Allah gives it an attribute. Mubinan. Mubin means it's a light that clarifies. Because again, I can have a light where it's just like the light coming from the screen of my phone. That doesn't really show you much. But then there can be a light like this. A huge light that you turn on. And then what happens? It lights up the whole room. So the Quran is the kind of light that isn't just some small little like night light. The Quran is the kind of light where it's like the sun. Mubin. It'll clarify everything around it. It'll make everything so clear. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here about the Quran. And there's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala mentions, and I wanted to end and conclude on this. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Qur'anu siratullahi al-mustaqim. The Qur'an is the straight path of Allah. This is the path that Allah has given you to walk. The straight path that leads to Allah. وَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. And it is the rope of Allah that is very strong, that is unbreakable. That this is the rope that if you can grab on and hold on to this, then you will never wash away. You'll never get, you know, swept away at sea. You'll always be grounded. And you'll always find your way back to solid ground. And that is the Quran, that is the book of Allah, that it is a light in a world of such darkness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain the Quran as a light within our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always be connected to the Quran, to the book of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, as we conclude, I wanted to request everyone, one of our dear friends, Brother Ameen Noor, his mother passed away earlier today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma aghfir laha warhamha, wa afiha wa'afu anha, wa akrim nuzulaha, wa wasi'a mudkhalaha. ونقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد. May Allah forgive her. May Allah have mercy upon her. May Allah enlighten her grave. May Allah expand her grave as far as the eye can see. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيراً.